Proclamation number 0377 of 13th of April, 1938. Transmission of intellectual knowledge. The Lord sets barriers. He who selfishly desires to be accepted into the circle of the knowing, abuses the goodness of heaven. He who never tries to give of what he receives. To these the Lord has shown his love, but they do not show the same love to their fellow men, and so the soul can also never detach itself from matter. This knowledge is then the same as that acquired by itself. It is not reckoned as progress of the soul, but only as the dead reception of what is lively transmitted to it. Tell this to those who remain in matter for the sake of earthly advantage, refer them to the words of the Lord. The most important thing in life is to follow the teaching of Christ, and never can he follow this teaching who does not willingly give what he receives. In your immediate surroundings it will become clear to you how the following of the commandments of God works, but the one who willingly passes on the words of the Lord will always remain in blessing. People do not pay attention to the need of their environment, and so they do not give help where it would be so necessary. Whoever lives in grace, knowing about the love of God, should be concerned to help them and, in the inner knowledge of his own need, learn to understand the need of the brothers. The will is often not lacking, but some earthly children are close to their own well-being, but that of their fellow human beings does not particularly touch them. This is not love as the Lord preaches. Self-interest will diminish such a man's own merits, and limits will be set for him from hour to hour in the recognition of divinity. Self-love tarnishes the intensity of the light. But it is required of the souls walking in the light to contribute to the enlightenment of the spirit of so many erring ones. And when then the hour comes which the Lord has chosen for justification, then many voids will be revealed, where active love was the innermost commandment. Only the consciousness of being graced by the Lord, always giving oneself full of love to one's task and to also allow others to participate in this grace, will give man the maturity that is necessary for love work in the hereafter. Let it be my concern, says the Lord, where I want to set the barriers of spiritual knowledge. No one is to believe that I will dispose of myself and my will. And where restriction is commanded, there I will certainly intervene at the right time. But those who I appoint to work in my vineyard, you must not command those who have not yet fully recognized grace. But whoever will make an effort to accept my word, him I will admit to my flock. Who serve me, I will guide them myself, so that the way to faith becomes easy for them. To give oneself in all love to the concern for the salvation of the earthly children will always be more beneficial than brooding over what human knowledge cannot fathom. And therefore accept the words, given by myself, faithfully and into your hearts. Then you go the right way. Amen.